Welcome to this Blue Christmas service and University Baptist Church. This service where we honor the holy darkness of the Advent season, the loneliness, grief, and pain that accompanies our waiting and our hoping. You are not alone. We walk with you, looking toward the light. So we invite you into this time of prayerful reflection and communion. As you prepare for the service, we ask that you grab a piece of bread and a cup of drink, find a quiet space without distraction, light some candles, prepare yourself for this time of worship. The table, the trough, has God's fingerprints all over it. We participate in a mystery whenever we eat food. Indeed, every meal is sacramental. Through eating, death is resurrected into life. Dead fish, dead figs, and dead cornflakes are transformed into the living tissue of our bodies. Through some mystery brewing deep inside of us, all that dead matter comes to life. That is an event I would call sacred, a holy occurrence. Kelton Cobb. There will be a time when you believe everything is finished. That will be the beginning. Louis L'Amour.
Thank you. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, your world awaits you, and the longing of the persecuted for justice, and the longing of the poor for prosperity, and the longing of the privileged for riches greater than wealth, and the longing of the sick for healing, and the longing of our hearts for a better life, and in the song of your church, expectation is ever present. O come, Lord, desire behind our greatest needs. O come, Lord, liberator of humanity. O come, Lord. O come, Emmanuel. Amen. A reading from the book of 1 Kings. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "Go now to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and live there, for I have commanded a widow there to feed you." So he set out and went to Zarephath. When he came to the gate of the town, a widow was there gathering sticks. He called to her and said, "Bring me a little water in a vessel so that I may drink." As she was going to bring it, he called to her and said, "Bring me a morsel of bread in your hand." But she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I have nothing baked, only a handful of meal in a jar and a little oil in a jug. I am now gathering a couple of sticks so that I may go home and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die." Elijah said to her, "Do not be afraid. Go and do as you have said. But first make me a little cake out of it and bring it to me. And afterwards make something for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, the jar of meal will not be emptied and the jug of oil will not fail until the day that the Lord sends rain on the earth." She went and did as Elijah said, so that she as well as he and her household ate for many days. The jar of meal was not emptied, neither did the jug of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord that he spoke by Elijah.
A reading from the prophet Isaiah. If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness, and your gloom be like the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your needs in parched places and make your bones strong. And you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water, whose waters never fail.
Lord, have on your servant.
Let us pray. As we enter into this time of prayer, we pause to acknowledge the particular pain of this year. Loved ones lost to COVID-19, illness, isolation and quarantines, graduations, proms, and celebrations missed or postponed, jobs lost, fears cultivated, and divisions stirred. Lord, have mercy. We pray you bring new light and life into this world, and with it, new hope. God, who entered this world a baby, walked among your creation, spoke love to fear, offered healing in broken places, and grace to life's journey, we await again your presence. We call on your mercies and we hope for your peace. We wait, O Lord, in the quiet of the night, through the busyness of the day, in all the joys and pains that life brings. We wait and hope for you, Lord. We pray for those who are struggling with mental and physical illnesses. We remember those with terminal illness, with chronic illness, and those who struggle to live their lives in meaningful ways each day. Hear our prayers as we seek your healing presence and merciful peace. We pray for those struggling with financial concerns, job loss, or insurmountable debt. Hear our prayers as we seek stability for ourselves and our families. We pray for all those who wrestle with addiction. Help us to name those things that trap us, and hear our prayers for freedom. We pray for those experiencing the grief of loss. You, O Lord, know our deepest needs and understand our most painful hurts. We remember those experiencing the loss of dreams and opportunities, the sting of death. Hear our prayers for comfort, for peace, and for your presence. We pray for all victims of violence. We remember those whose lives have been brutally taken and others whose lives are shaped by the memory of violence. We pray for those who are suffering the consequences of war, famine, and unbridled disease. Hear our prayers as we seek for paths to peace, safety, and truth. We pray for those experiencing the deep hurt of broken relationships. Hear our prayers, O Lord, as we search for healing, repentance, and forgiveness. We pray for all those seeking your presence but feeling alone, for those filled with doubt and overwhelmed by this world. We confess none of us are immune to this condition, and we pray the light of your love lead us back to you. Amen.
Thank you.
reading from the Gospel of Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Hear now a poem by Padraig O'Tooma. In between the sun and moon, I sit and watch and make some room for letting light and twilight mingle, shaping hope and making single glances last eternity, a little more, extending love beyond the doors of welcoming while wedding all the parted people, even sons to violent mothers, and searching all the others, finding light where twilight lingers in between the sun and moon.
The angels said it to startled shepherds, and Jesus said it to frightened followers. And now these words which come from heaven are shared to make us whole and make us one. Peace be with you. The table of bread and wine is ready. It is the table of company with Jesus and all who love him. It is the table of sharing with the poor of the world with whom Jesus identified himself. It is the table of communion with the earth in which Christ became incarnate. Loving God, through your goodness, we have bread and wine to offer which have come forth from the earth and human hands have made. May we know your presence in the sharing so that we may know your touch and presence in all things. We celebrate the life that Jesus has shared among his community through the centuries and shares with us now. Made one in Christ and one with each other, we offer these gifts and with them ourselves. May they become in your presence, Lord, a mark of the beloved community.
This cup has promised my God.
Blessed is our brother Jesus, who walks with us the road of our world's suffering, and who is known to us in the breaking of bread. During the meal, he took bread, and when he had blessed it, he broke it and said to his disciples, "This is my body. It is given for you. Do this to remember me." Later in the meal, he took a cup of wine, and after he had given thanks, he said, "In this cup is the new relationship with God made possible because of my death. Drink it, all of you, to remember me." So we will do as Jesus did. We take this bread and this wine, the produce of the earth, and the work of human hands through which Jesus has promised to make himself known. And as he said a prayer before sharing, let us follow his example.
So come to this table, you who have much faith and you who would like to have more. You who have been here often and you who have not been for a long time. You who have tried to follow Jesus and you who have failed. Come, it is Christ who invites us to meet him here. All of you who hunger and thirst for a better life, for a deeper faith, for a better world, here is the bread of life. Let us together feed on it with gratitude. Here is the cup of salvation. Let us together drink from it and believe. And let us thank God for the one to whom we are summoned, the one by whom we are sent, whose image we are, whose flesh we share, whose love is all.